This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Dori, we do. And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are podcast hosts. We're not experts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you'd like to reach us, our voicemail and text message number is 781-591-0390. You can email us or send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, mm-hmm. for links to everything we mentioned on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group. The password is serums. We also have a newsletter at Forever35Podcast.com/newsletter. And you can also shop like the greatest hits of the show at shopmyshelf.us/Forever35. Also, we have a giving circle to help support state legislative races in 7 battleground states. We will be choosing the state that we're going to focus on. We'll be choosing that soon. And help us get to $20,000. We're at around 12 now.
Yeah, we're over 11.
Yeah, so we will link to that in the show notes, but it's also at bit.ly/Forever35PodcastGC.
So excited about that, Dori. We get email updates every day anytime somebody donates, and it's like such a just a jolt of joy.
It is. It is. And it's like one of those things where you feel like you're really making a difference. So I'm really excited God. That we're doing it.
You know, we've got to do something in this world. Well, like get a new hat. Did you like that segue, Dori? Did you like that segue?
I mean,
not great. I know. It wasn't my best work.
Make a ton of sense, but
I'm not here to make sense.
Is that like I'm not here to make friends?
Yeah, that's what I would say anytime I was on a reality show. I'm not here to make sense.
That's actually kind of a great tagline. Then you just like spout non sequiturs constantly.
Yeah. And then they're like, what are you talking about? You're like, I'm not here to make sense. I'm here
exactly.
to go on this journey. Well, I am here to talk about your head because people wrote in with hat wrecks, which I thought we could dedicate a segment on a mini episode to some of these hat wrecks coming up. But tell us what you learned.
Well, yeah, we should definitely dedicate it to on an upcoming mini app because I did order a hat. I'm not going to reveal what it was yet, but it was a listener suggestion. I'm excited about it, and we'll see. We'll see how great it is. In the meantime, I needed.
Is it this hat?
That's not the hat that I.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's my tennis hat.
Okay, so you're not even telling me the hat that you ordered. This is a secret from everybody.
This is a secret.
Okay. Wow.
Listeners, you and I are.
We're on the same team here. Okay. Yeah. See how it is.
But I talked about how I wanted a kind of like cool straw hat, but I was having trouble finding one to fit my big head. And listeners really came through, which was great. Although there were at least a couple people who recommended a hat that I already own. And I was like, maybe I just need to like enjoy this hat more, but I don't love it. Anyway, whatever. Not the point. The point is I also needed a hat I could wear at tennis because I had been wearing just like a, you know, what's that Nike dry fit. Dry fit. Thank you. I'd been wearing like a Nike dry fit kind of baseball cap type thing.
Okay.
Which was great, but like didn't give me the full spectrum of protection, face protection that I was really looking for. But I was also like, I can't wear like a big straw hat to play tennis in.
That's too bulky. It'd be bouncing around.
Right. So what do I need? And then I found this hat. It is by a company called Sunday Afternoons.
Oh, that's a cute name.
It is a cute name. They have a website, sundayafternoons.com. Oh, they want to chat with me. You can also buy their hats on Amazon. And I found a sport hat.
Okay.
Yes. So they have a sport hat. And I bought it. It has a very sort of wide and broad visor. It has side ventilation, and then it has a neck flap.
Oh, you are protected in this baby.
You are protected. So today, I actually wore it to play tennis, and it also has UPF 50 plus sun protection. And it was pretty sunny. Like I usually play tennis at 9 in the morning. And by then in Los Angeles, like the sun is out. Even if it's not that hot, the sun is like strong.
It's cooking.
Yeah. But with this hat on, I had my own little cocoon of shade.
And your head didn't get too sweaty?
No.
Okay, Dory. All right. I'm supporting of this.
Yeah. So yeah, it was great. And here, the hat is adjustable. Size wise.
Oh, that's key.
Yes. So I actually ended up ordering the small medium.
And it fits your head.
It fits my head. So what I did was I ordered, I did buy this on Amazon and I did it through Prime Wardrobe. And I ordered three different Sunday Afternoons hats, one of which was a large / extra large. And it was too big, but it was a different style, but still, it was too big. So I'm just saying I'm a fan. I'm a fan of this hat for sporting activities.
It's really funny you mentioned this because yesterday my dad and my stepmom were here visiting and we hiked Fryman Canyon here in Los Angeles and we went at like noon. So the sun was a burning.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore this like dorky hiking hat that I have from REI. It's their Sahara Paddler hat. And I was like so shady and cool that I was almost like, oh, I should wear this every day. Like, I know I look like a real goofball.
Yeah.
But I'm cool AF right now.
So Sunday Afternoons, I'm looking at their website. They have a very wide range of these, like, you're not going to look fashionable.
Let's just get
that out of the way. So yeah, so they have all they've an adventure hat, they have a trail cap, they have all kinds of hats. They have a bug free cruiser net hat. You can get a mosquito net around your face.
That's what I'm showing up in the next time we hang out, honestly.
I can't wait. So I recommend.
Obsessive sun protection is
cool.
It is cool. It is something where I feel like, though, I can get so caught up in where I'm like, if there's an inch of bare, unprotected skin, I start to get a little, you know, like I almost borderline on obsessive about it sometimes.
Yes. Do you still have that very large gardening hat?
Yes. Oh my gosh, why am I forgetting the names? My sloggers hat.
Oh, yes. Your sloggers. Yeah,
I have a sloggers hat. I have a giant straw beach hat that I got. Like, I have so much, and I'm constantly sunscreening and also making my kids sunscreen to the point where I'm like, am I making them neurotic? No. We live in Southern California. I don't know. What's the answer? I don't know.
As my husband pointed out, we are like 1,000 miles closer, actually closer to the sun here.
Yeah. So we can be that way.
So, yeah. So I think whatever you do, whatever you need to do to stay protected from the sun.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It is brutal.
It is. And I don't want to, you know, get sun damage or risk my health.
No, of course not. Now, Kate, you alluded to your dad and stepmom being in town.
Yeah, I have family visiting, and it's the first time they've been here since 2019. It's very exciting.
Wow.
You know, of course, my daughter seemed to get a cold like right before they arrived, which has led to a lot of COVID tests, of which she remains negative. You know, it's like, this is our new normal, everybody. We just have to live in this heightened state of anxiety, I guess, or some of us. Some of us don't seem to be at all, but that's me. And it's been very nice. It's been really, we have seen them throughout the COVID pandemic, but they haven't been to our house, and they got to meet our new dog, and we've just done a lot of, you know, fun things together, and it's been really nice. I have to say, it's been really nice. Right now, outside of the room where I'm recording this podcast, my daughters and my stepmom are baking a cake for my husband Anthony's birthday.
Aww.
You know, so it's just, it's fun, and it's always bittersweet when you don't live near family to get to see them, because it's so nice, and then there's a grief element, but I'm really grateful to get to spend time with them. It's really fun. Aww. My dad and I are like very alike, to the point where it's like too much.
Oh, okay.
Like we are both very similar. Our anxiety disorders are very similar, you know? So we are two peas in a pod, for better or for worse, story.
Okay. All right.
So that has been a lot of fun. I don't know. I love, I'm so grateful to have my family. Very grateful.
Yeah, that's so nice. Are you guys doing anything else? Any other activities that are noteworthy?
Oh my God, what have we done? Well, we did our hike, we barbecued, we spent 4 hours at my daughter's doubleheader softball game.
Whoa. You know,
they've kind of visited and just kind of come into the daily fray of life. You know,
that's
today
nice.
I have to work. It's been very, very nice. I think that's like my favorite kind of family visit.
Yeah.
When people visit or when you go visit someone and you just kind of like participate in their day to day. I find
totally.
That like very,
yes.
That very cozy. We did go have dinner in Malibu.
Oh my gosh. Lovely.
Well, it's also my dad and stepmom's wedding anniversary. So we've got a lot to toast right now.
There's a lot going on.
A lot happening here in the Spencer King household. So, yeah, I mean, you know, same old, same old.
Well, I'm glad that you are getting this time with them.
You know, when you have good family relationships, good self-care.
Totally.
Setting boundaries with the not so good relationships, also self-care, right? Am I right?
You are right.
All right. Shall we take a little pause, Dor?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb.
your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we are back and we have a voicemail.
Hi, my name is Megan. I'm a Forever 35 original listener. I came over from Excellent Adventure when you guys first started up. And I just wanted to throw in my two cents on, I think you talked about it on episode 220, the formula shortage. My partner and I are foster parents in West Virginia. And so from the perspective of the current child welfare crisis that we're facing in this country, the number of kiddos that are being raised by non-bio parents, clearly are all most likely, unless you can work out a super special arrangement with BioFam to procure breast milk from mom or whichever partner is producing, then you are not going to be able to feed any of these kiddos without formula. And that doesn't even consider all of the kids that are being informally raised in outside of the child welfare system by non-bio parents. And so it's terrifying to have the state bring you a kiddo and you're running from store to store because you can't even feed them. So I really appreciate you guys bringing attention to it. And I hope that this brings some more awareness and maybe some more solutions. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, this formula shortage.
Devastating. And such an important reminder from this listener. I really appreciated this point of view.
Yeah, I mean, people need formula for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah.
One of them being you're a foster parent. I mean, like, it's just unbelievable how it's yet another thing that has made me be like, wow, our social fabric is hanging on by a fucking thread. What I mean is, like, not just like kindness and empathy, but like,
you can't feed people.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's just like government agencies whose literal job it is to oversee all this stuff just like failed, and we've allowed the formula industry to be built up into these, like, it's basically run by three companies. And so I'm just saying, like, the supply chain of it all is so fragile that one factory going down has like completely fucked up the entire formula supply chain. Like, it's just crazy to me. Like, there were no safeguards in place. There was no backup. there was no plan. It was just like, well, if this goes down, guess we're fucked. And guess what? We're fucked. You know, let me get off my soapbox.
Hold on. Slide down that little soapbox.
But yeah, this really gets my goat.
I know. I get it.
Really
I agree.
Gets my goat.
All right. Well, let's just switch gears into something that's a little more of an easy topic to digest. And that is reading glasses.
All right.
The perfect antidote to the formula crisis.
I thought you were going to go into the gender reveal one. I was like, no, well, actually, I have a lot to say. No, about
I'm going to take a break and then get you back on another soapbox okay. story. Don't you worry.
I can't wait. All right. Here's this voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I was calling because while I make my efforts to keep my face looking like I'm forever 35 with what with skincare and injectables and whatnot, I apparently cannot keep my eyes that way. And it's come to my attention recently that I think at 43, it's time for some reading glasses. The other night, as I was reading in bed, my husband had to tell me to move my book down because it was blocking the TV. And I went, oh no, I think it's time. My book keeps creeping closer to my face. So I just wondered if y'all had any suggestions on stylish reading glasses. You know, I always go back to the Sex and the City episode where Samantha got hers, and so I know there are some cute ones out there, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to turn into one of those people who has them just all over the house and car and everywhere, but anyway, this is a whole new frontier for me, and wondered if you or any listeners have good thoughts on reading glasses frames. Thanks so much. Bye.
Well, I've just started dabbling into reading glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband has had to wear them for a few years, and he is somebody who leaves them everywhere. He buys them like in bulk at Costco and whatever his little percentage is, and he just has them everywhere. And I honestly find it very charming. Like, I love, he always has them like dangling off his shirt, and I like when he puts them on to read. I don't, I might find it even a little sexy. I'm into his reading glasses.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So I would say like embrace it. Look, like we're getting older. There's nothing to hide. There's no shame. Lean in, do what you need to do to make everything easier. Now, when I realized when I needed reading glasses was when I told my husband it would be easier if I had a magnifying glass, or if I carried a magnifying glass around. And he was like, that's reading glasses.
Oh so, my God.
I know. I was just like, wouldn't it be nice if we just could all have magnifying glasses? And he was like,
and
we do.
Like, yeah.
So
oh my God, Kate, that's hilarious.
I know.
It was so
silly of me. A couple of years ago when I thought I needed reading glasses, but I didn't, I ordered a couple pairs. One of them is Sophia Vergara's reading glasses line. She makes like really cute, affordable, stylish reading glasses. I also love Past Forever 35 sponsor Caddis.
Mm-hmm.
Caddis. I think they make the coolest glasses. They specifically make readers that look cool. Like, and you can get them with their as blue light glasses, which is actually what I have by them. But like, they make great looking readers. And I honestly don't think you need to spend a ton of money on reading glasses, because they are the kind of thing you stock up on, you lose, you like throw them on your head and then forget they're there. I would go to like iBuyDirect, Zenni, one of these affordable frame places, and get yourself like scroll through and get yourself some cool ass looking readers. And I would also say, like, this is a fun time to express yourself. With reading glasses, I'm like, go big, go weird, go wild.
Wow. I love this philosophy.
I just love, like, I just think reading glasses can be such a fun statement item.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't,
I think you're right.
If it's not your style, fine. But like a lot of these Sophia Vergara's, like the one I have, are a tortoise shell cat eye with a sparkle. I've got, it's like, you know, fake diamond encrusted. Mm-hmm. Why not, Dory? Why not? Anyway, fellow reading glass wearers, where are the cool ones coming from?
Let us know.
Let us know.
Okay.
Okay, we have one last question to address in this segment here. Why don't I read it?
Okay.
Because I already know there might be a couple bees under our bonnets about this one. This listener wrote to us, "I have an etiquette question for you. I just learned that two people close to me are pregnant and I expect one more will be close behind. I am over the moon excited to watch these families grow. Truly, I'm so happy I can't stop thinking about it. However, these are the first babies in this group and I expect now that, quote, gender reveals are becoming the kind of thing it seems like a lot of people do, at least one of these babies will have one. I'm non-binary and I so, so strongly do not believe in them. I'm not sure what kind of reaction I'm allowed to have if/when one or more gets planned. Both sets of parents will be finding out the sex of the baby before birth. Maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse by worrying about this already, but I'm the only queer person in this group and want to have a plan of action before it happens. And I say something stupid without thinking it through and upsetting someone. I love these people and I want to be kind. What do you think an appropriate response is for a celebration that I know is intended to be joyful when I actually think it is a socially a net negative and actively harmful? Any advice also from listeners who have navigated this before is welcome."
Kate, I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
Well, I first just want to say I'm not a queer person. I'm not non-binary. I'm coming to this from a different lived experience. So I just want to say that. And I think it would be really valuable if other queer folk want to weigh in on this, because especially non-binary folk or anybody whose gender identity does not fall into the binary. Because that being said, I agree with you, listener, 100%. And I feel the same exact way that you do. I find these to be very uncomfortable on many levels. I find them to be unnecessary. I'm not a fan of the construct of gender. So I'm with you. And I also just wanted to say something that I noticed, which you said, "I love these people and I want to be kind." Well, I also think that I'm sure your friends feel this way about you. And kindness would also be considering the impact of these parties on the broader people in their lives, including you. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a discussion that is worth just bringing up. And it doesn't mean they might not still have them, but I think just mentioning, like, hey, I care about you and I just want you to know, you know, if this is something you're thinking of doing, it doesn't quite sit well with me. And I love you no matter what, and I'll support no matter, you know, whatever you decide to do. But it felt important for me to share this with you as somebody I care about, who I believe cares about me.
Yes. I like all that. I mean, I do feel like there is a little, like, don't borrow trouble aspect to this. Mm-hmm, like, this might not end up being an issue at all. Your friends might not decide to do a gender reveal. I think gender reveals are so gross. And look, maybe there are people listening who did one. I still think they're gross. If you're like, I just don't think people should do them for so many reasons. And I hope your friends don't do them. That's all I have to add.
Wow. Short and sweet from Dori Shafrir.
There are just so many other ways to celebrate the coming birth of a child that don't involve fixation on their genitals that I just feel like, why do people do this?
I agree. I agree. I also think, you know, this kind of separate from the gender aspect of it, there's this like very unnecessary, like constant spending that goes in, like, I don't know. It just feels unnecessary to me. That being said, if you want to celebrate your baby with 8 million parties, great. But it does not need to be about the fucking
no.
Sex also, of your baby.
Not to mention, let's talk about all the gender reveal parties that have like gone wrong, like starting wildfires, killing people. I mean, like, some people go to such extremes with these stupid gender reveal parties that they end up causing like mass destruction.
And the perpetuation of these like idiotic gender roles through these parties, like even that one viral video of the father and mother with two daughters, and then they reveal the gender of the third kid and it's a daughter, and the dad walks away and goes, "Ah, fuck," It's just like, oh, the toxic masculinity that's constantly revealed at these fucking gender reveal parties. Wow. This was a soapbox I didn't know I needed to go on, but
apparently,
here I am.
We had thoughts. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. Let everyone think about what we just said.
Boy, and you know what? We might hear from you if you disagree.
Yeah, and we'll be back.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right, we are back. I loved this email, Kate. I'm just going to put that on the record before I read it.
Okay.
Dear Dory and Kate, your discussion in mini episode 308 about how it seems like our grandparents genuinely looked older than we do at the same age got me thinking. I agree that cosmetic procedures and fashion have made a difference. My 92-year-old grandmother has been rocking the same hairstyle since she was 15 in 1945. But I would also argue that public health measures have actually changed the way our skin, quote, ages. I think the two most important differences are the dramatic decrease in rates of smoking and advances in sunscreen technology and utilization. While we didn't apply sunscreen daily when we were children in the 1980s, many families at least used it before days at the beach, etc., an option that wasn't even available when our grandparents were children. Over the years, damage from smoking and UV radiation really do add up. Thanks for the podcast.
Great point.
Such a great point.
God, well, we didn't apply sunscreen when we were children in the 80s. Yeah, we didn't. You are right. Many families did use it, but we were using, I mean, I remember the highest we ever had was like 8.
Really?
We would maybe get up to 15. Well, by early on, I remember so many 4s and 8s.
Yeah, we always used the highest. I remember for a while, like 15 was the highest.
Yes.
When they came out with 30, it was like a big deal. But my dad was a redhead. That makes it sound like he's dead. He's still alive, but his hair is not red anymore. But he has very fair skin and has not melanoma, but he has another form of skin cancer. And so he's always been very, very obsessive about sun protection. So I feel like I got a little bit more of that than maybe the average 80s kid did. Also, I burn. Like, I literally do not tan. And so, like, it was just like, okay, if I want to be out in the sun and not be, like, bright red, I have to put on sunscreen. So, that just, like, it is what it is.
I will tell you that whatever we did in the 80s, my father does not. He's very sun conscious. So is my stepmom. But my dad, we went swimming in our pool, and my dad has a long sleeve sun shirt with a hood. So he comes out.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, it looks, I said to Anthony, I was like, if he ever wore this when I was a teenager, I would have been more mortified than I can explain. But now I just like admire his sun protection.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Great point, listener. Excellent point. Finally, this text, Dory. Oh, hello there. So my husband and I were insanely lucky enough to buy a house in February and moved in March. So it's been a few months now. My problem is that it still doesn't smell like my house. We went away for a few days and came back, and wow, it really still doesn't smell like our house. Still smells like maybe the pups who lived here before. We had the carpets professionally cleaned, and I've been vacuuming and lighting candles like crazy, but no luck. I know you two are smell aficionados, and scent is so important to me, so do you or the listeners have any ideas on how to have my house smell like ours? Question mark. Okay, I have a thought.
Okay, I'm listening.
And it's not a good one.
Okay, I think I might be on the same path as you, but go on.
So you mentioned the pups. You mentioned that maybe the house smells like the pups who lived here before, and you mentioned carpets. And I'm going to tell you that I had a basset hound from the ages of 8 to 19 who smelled rancid. She was rancid, and her scent permeated the entire house. And after she died, the only way to get rid of the smell was to rip the carpets up and out of the house. And getting the feeling Dory agrees with me. But I think you're not dealing with, like, how do I get the scent in my house? You're dealing with an actual odor that's not going to go away. And so you might have to budget to literally remove it from your home.
Kate, I was going to say you might have to rip up the carpet and you might have to paint.
Oh, really? Can smells get onto walls instead?
Yeah, I think so. This is not something that's, like, really going to go away, in my opinion. I am also very dubious about the actual efficacy of carpet cleaning.
Oh, like it doesn't actually do anything?
Yeah. Like it sort of superficially cleans, but it doesn't, like... I don't know. I could be wrong about this, but I remember, like, at some point, like, wanting to clean some carpets and someone being like, well, you know, steam cleaning doesn't really do anything, which might be why you got this you got these carpets professionally cleaned and nothing has happened.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but I think you might need to replace the carpet. And I know that's a big expense, but also, like, presumably you're going to be living in this house for a long time and you want it to feel like your home. You don't want to feel like you're living with the pee ghosts of other dogs.
Yeah. And as someone who has lived with a smelly dog and who, like, the smell lingers long after they're gone, like, it's no joke. You can't get rid of that smell.
Yeah.
Unless you physically remove it. So I'm sorry this is my answer and Dory's answer, but...
Yeah, I would say replace the carpets and if you can, also paint.
Godspeed.
I mean, also, sucks. This is, like, so annoying to hear after you've moved in, you know?
And had the carpets professionally cleaned and spent that money.
Totally.
Ugh.
Totally. I mean, but that, well, you know, like, I'm allergic to cats, for example, and, like... Whenever I would, like, look at an apartment, if I even caught the faintest whiff of cat, it would be like, definitely not, because I was like, I feel like I'm never going to get rid of that smell.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, like, starts to irritate your body too, right? Yeah. I assume. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, well, good luck, listener.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Thanks, Kate.
No, thank you, Dory.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.